Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Kathleen Trendity, or Kevin Geisty. That's courtesy of Johnny Davis. Those are two Disney content lords, content managers, IP.
Which one's Kevin?
Sears. Huh?
What's Kevin, the Kevin Feige? One? Oh, yeah. Marvel guy. Okay.
Marvel guy.
All right, Trendity.
Trendity, I'm Jack O'Brien. I'm back, baby.
Six.
As you can hear my voice, I feel fine. Things are good. and I'm thrilled to be joined by Miles Gray.
Thank you. Yeah, great to see you.
It's good to see you again.
Glad you just got you just had a regular cold, huh? Just a little.
Yeah, I've tested now 3 times. Home tests, still no COVID positivity. So I don't know. I might do the other one. I also
PCR.
Don't. I know people who have tested positive, but not people I've seen in person. I haven't seen many people in person, but I got kids, so who knows?
Yeah. They're seeing plenty of people for you.
Oh yeah, they're out here. You know. Anyways, I'm feeling better-ish. Okay. So happy to be back, and let's tell the people what is trending, shall we?
Yeah.
Darvin Ham. One of the all-time great names in any profession.
Yeah. I mean, the person who my only really memory was, he broke a backboard dunking in the 90s. And everyone was like, is he the new Shaq? Because he broke a backboard. Then, you know, did his thing and is now a basketball coach. And it turns out that maybe he and Terry Stotts from the Trailblazers, or formerly of the Trailblazers, maybe up for the Lakers coaching job. Good luck with that. Not sure anyone wants that. But have fun.
Are they reaching out to Doc? Maybe? Doc Rivers?
I don't know. I think he has. I think he might have a place to be. I think he's got a place. I think he's got a home.
Nah, I think he'd be a good fit.
I think he'd be a good fit with the Lakers.
I mean, he made LA his home for a long time. I would love for the Sixers to hire Frank Vogel, but you know, the coaching carousel continues. Darvin Ham is just a name that I want in my mouth more often.
Ow. It,
the just
you like Darvin
or Darvin it's ham? And ham
it just sounds like combo. A brand of lunch meat.
They're it like, does. No, Darvin Mom. Perfectly complements the ham. Yeah. Ham perfectly complements the Darvin.
Because it all sounds like you're carving ham. You're Darvin ham.
Exactly.
Oh, it's, my God. Honey baked ham. Are y'all linked up with Darvin? Carvin Darvin ham?
Like some names sound like they were made up on the spot. This sounds like it was made up, but like took some time to come up with by a wordsmith.
Yeah.
Darvin ham. Well done.
As a parent who cares about what goes into my children's stomachs, I no longer buy boar's head. Now my kids only eat 100% Darvin ham.
There I we go. It. Terry Stotts sounds like an 80s hotshot detective, you know?
Yeah.
Could have been a character in Miami Vice. Anyways.
Oh, easily.
This is where you get the in-depth basketball analysis.
Exactly. Nothing about the substance of who these people are, just wild bits about their names that connect to nothing except indulging our own senile minds.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of senile minds, mm-hmm. Ugly Sonic is trending.
Yeah. Well, is this a spoiler? No, I don't know. I guess it's not.
I don't know. Maybe spoiler for the new Chip and Dale movie.
If you're very worried about Chip and Dale spoilers. It's
a joke spoiler. Yeah, but, spoiler. People, you know, they recreated the first look of Sonic that we got, colloquially known as Ugly Sonic.
Yeah.
But
had the teeth, it was very just too human in weird ways.
Was the thing everybody focused on, but the issue was the eyes. It was like Sonic's eyes are supposed to be like those, you know, NASCAR sunglasses that are like, they kind of meet like in the visor. Middle, but they're big. Yeah, visor eyes.
Yeah.
But instead, he just had eyes, the eyes of a,
an animal, you
know,
or
middle-aged junkie. You know, someone who's...
This screen cap of this Ugly Sonic, it looks like somebody who took an absolute beating on crypto last week. Like the vibe of this Sonic. It's like, hey man, I'm gonna buy the dip, man. Everything's all good. Oh boy.
And the whole thing comes together to like with those eyes, the with the pattern of the blue facial hair makes it look like they have a neck beard. It's a tough look.
It's kind of amazing. The reviews seem to be pretty decent from
for the Chip and Dale movie people
I've
are
gathered.
Yeah, the reviews seem to be, I mean, for a comedy, pretty positive overall, you know?
And I think just like when we saw the trailer, we're like, oh, I see what they're going to have fun with like playing with the idea of like the world of animated characters more than like, why do we need to care about Chip and Dale?
Yeah, it's made by the Lonely Island folks. So,
yeah,
my expectations are high. They're not releasing it in movie theaters, but the standard take seems to be this should have been released in movie theaters opposite Top Gun, which I know I said came out last weekend. I was wrong. This is where you come for the hot up to the minute
news
misinformation
from your uncles.
Yeah, I think that Top Gun, I've seen that preview, it's coming, it's out. Yeah. I think right. Anyways, Ugly Sonic, I have now watched both the Sonic movies. The fact that this was ever considered is amazing. That Ugly Sonic was ever considered. They ended up kind of nailing what you would expect a live action Sonic to look like. And it is not this.
Yeah.
Anyways, Pelosi. I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi is trending both on Twitter, on Google Trends, also in your messages app. I mean, I feel like anytime we're recording together, she's blowing you up. What's going on?
Absolutely. Nancy Pelosi keeps haranguing me, saying, hey, asshole, didn't I text you last week saying, give me 14 bucks or else your fucking rights are going to go to shit?
Is everything okay, Miles?
Yeah, look, I don't do extortion from the DNC, so I was like, block this number. Nancy Pelosi in the continuing feud with the Catholic Church, I guess the San Francisco Archbishop issued a notice today saying that he would no longer allow House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to receive communion because of her stance on abortion. But part of me would be like, look, she might say that she's for body autonomy, but Archbishop, and I really would like to, you know, implore the Archdiocese to look at the record. She pretty much is protecting a lot of people who don't fuck with abortion in her own party. So in a way, she is doing her.
She might be your greatest ally, homie.
She's being a responsible Catholic. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know. More fucking weird culture war shit at a time when I'm like, the Catholic Church versus Nancy Pelosi, aka the battle of who could care less. I don't know. Yeah. Shout out Ben Folds 5.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about Elon Musk's dick.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
And we're back. And one of the days that I was out, you appeared to have discussed Elon Musk. I said, all right, they already got to it. But so it was a different thing.
Which thing? You know, is it the fake out about the Twitter deal? The fact that his like funding might be at risk? That Tesla stockholders are maybe pissed that the value keeps going down? Or the thing when he was like, I've decided I'll be a Republican. And then I think saying basically, so you can count on like a bunch of political attacks to come from this announcement. Then like fucking clockwork, we get a story about how he exposed himself to a SpaceX employee and then they settled with this woman for $250,000.
Sounds like you decided to be a Republican a long time ago, man. That's That's some Republican-ass behavior.
Wild. I mean, like, sure. What's really interesting is to see how the fucking Musk fan children on Twitter are like, when people are posting this story, they're like, it's like you didn't even hear what he said. He just said, because he's a Republican, that he's going to get attacked from the left. And then now it's this thing. Or maybe they reached out to him for comment and he said, oh, shit, y'all know about that? No comment. Let me get on Twitter real quick. Hey, man, I'm a Republican. And if anything comes out, man, you know, it's just because I just said this shit. OK, that's all that is.
Cool.
What a time. What a time to be alive.
I'm just confused. What are people surprised? Were there people who were like, well, even though he's like hostile to unions and openly racist, we still think he might claim to be a Democrat at some point?
I don't know. What? I mean, what's wild, though, is when he said that, a ton of people who are into Tesla because they acknowledge like the threat of climate change and like fossil fuel burning vehicles are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And even then, I'm like, did you really think this person was your ideological savior? I mean, aside from like the benefit of having electric cars, like beyond that, really? And there's just something interesting. This Sarah Jeong, who is a journalist who's, you know, written for like New York Times and Motherboard. She tweeted out this thing about, she said, I just think this is a really interesting anecdote about Elon Musk. She said, quote, I once did a fun, cute little blog about how Elon Musk follows zero women on Twitter, not even his own mother. I asked SpaceX and Tesla for comment because duh. And they, the PR professionals, came back to me with, quote, but he follows more women than men on Instagram. Yeah.
So
because of, and are they all like activists, poet laureates? Intellectuals.
Wow. So we're good here, okay?
Right. Anyway, just brace yourself for all the political hit pieces that come out. So yeah, we're just watching him become just red pilled in front of our eyes. It's like really something.
I'm curious, like, did he think he was a Democrat at any point, or like that he was progressive?
I don't know, man. I think he's all over the place, and I think we're just watching somebody who has never really given much thought to things and is just like their love of shit posting, and they're like, wait, what does this all mean?
Right.
Like, I'm rich. I guess now things are a problem. I don't know. I'm a Republican, I guess.
Well, let's talk about where we will be able to see Elon Musk in the not too distant future, and that is at CPAC.
Yeah.
Conservative Coachella. Probably not this year. But, you know, if he keeps heading this direction, kind of dissolving before our eyes, we'll probably see him at CPAC at some point in the not too distant future. But they've announced where it's going to be. And
it's there right now. It's happening today.
Damn.
In Budapest, Hungary.
Budapest.
Who lives there? Who's in Hungary? Oh, is it that despotic fuckface Viktor Orban?
Oh, right.
So you guys are saying, hey, can you speak at our event for American conservatives that we're having this in Hungary? Meanwhile, Viktor Orban is already saying some shit like, you know, they need to get their troops in line for 2024. Really, all this shows is that American and European fascists are now, they're kicking it together, they're exchanging ideas, and it's pretty abundantly clear now that they're like, yeah, we're not, man, see, that's a problem in the U.S. I like what you guys got going on here in Hungary. Fascism. See, the letting people vote and shit, it's just not working for us. So let's,
not where it's at.
Let's really put our energy into just tearing that down. So that's pretty alarming, but I think based on the trajectory of the Republicans, this isn't that surprising. So
yeah, no, it's straight up. It's straight up the direction they seem to want to be headed. But so this is like the one that was in Florida last year or wherever the fuck, like, that has moved around the U.S. is now in Budapest.
Yeah, it's, I mean, just CPAC Hungary, you know, we're just trying it out. See what happens. But, you know, again, you're doing it at a place where someone is just so out there with their anti-Semitism, first of all. And like their lack of being like, no, yeah, we're like into ethno-nationalism here. Like that's pretty clear where this party's headed. Although Matt Schlapp, who is one of the jokers, you know, involved in this, he's the chair of CPAC. He, like, when people are being like, y'all, this is like, you really picked a interesting place considering the anti-Semitism coming out of there. And his response is like, we had a rabbi open up CPAC Hungary in prayer with Christian leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's his good. That's optical cover. Mm-hmm. Because the words that are, and the beliefs that everyone is probably, they would have been like, all right, now get this, you know, pawn out of the way so we can right. start talking the real violent shit.
And finally, Denny's. It's always good to end with a little comfort food.
Yeah, they're, man, if I guess hiring is so bad for a lot of restaurants now that they've concocted this ingenious idea. This is just what a press release says. They're essentially what they want is for workers to bring their best friend on into work, you know, and maybe, or maybe you come in with your best friend and as a duo, you apply to a job and then maybe you can also work there. And they say, quote, we're inviting 7,500 people and their best friends to come to become hashtag friend employees at wow. Denny's restaurants nationwide. And because we know that friends who work together stay together, applicants can enter for a chance to score the perfect weekend off, an all expense paid vacay for two in the U.S. destination of their choice.
Mm. So cool. The sweepstakes isation of, you know, but I thought it was going to be like, you know, and you get benefits.
Yeah.
Nope. One of you, one friend pair will get a chance to win a weekend off.
A weekend off from work.
Damn.
In a U.S. destination. Don't get your fucking hopes up. So for that, I would imagine like Telluride in the height of ski season is probably a pretty expensive place to ask to go. I don't know. I'm just saying if you win this, please do some research and make it the most expensive possible U.S. destination you can.
Oh, you didn't read the... fine print at the bottom.
Except Telluride, Colorado during the height of ski season because
U.S.
all your
destination
bosses will be
there. Of their choice. And then it's like a multiple choice that is like the Grand Canyon yeah. in July.
Okay, what do you like? Las Vegas, San Diego, right. or Hackensack, New Jersey?
I'll pick New Jersey. All right. Well, shout out to Denny's for creating friend employees, hashtag friend employees, which
they
is,
know what they're doing. You know, yeah. like I was saying before, I've stayed at jobs because like I was homies with everybody there and it really felt like you were in like a prison together and you're like, nah, man, I can't. It's like finding a new job felt like you were getting out too, where they're like, right. nah, man, I'm happy for you, man. Get out, man. You need to get out. Mm. Just remember me on the outside when you mm-hmm. move on to your next job. And I was like, but I had such a good time with you all. And he's like, and that's how they got us, because you felt indebted to me, your fellow co-worker, and that's what kept you here rather than taking up for yourself. Now go fly, spread your wings. And I did.
Yeah. And
shout
every
out to
day,
people that dodge a lot, though.
Best part of my day every day is when I log into that Zoom, Miles, and hope you don't log in because you've moved on to bigger, better things.
One day. Yeah, and a tear just goes down your eye. Guess he moved on.
Bigger, better things like being a friend employee at Denny's.
Thank you. And Jack, our shift starts in 15 minutes, so we better wrap this shit up.
Hey, that'd be a fun thing to do is sign up your best friend and yourself for this without telling your best friend.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they'll be surprised by the
just
free expense paid vacay for two.
Right.
For the U.S.
They're like, yo, you want
to
eat at Denny's? They're like, nah, not really. Let's go. And they're like, oh, hey, you guys are here. Perfect. A little bit early. We like that.
Put this on.
Yo, it's for fun. Yo, come on. As a goof, learn how to use the fryer with, you know, with the other dudes and teach you how to use it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, those are things that are trending on this Friday. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Yeah. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Here's Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.